Hi everyone, it's almost 8:30 in the evening. We're in Houston, at Houston Railway Station. We're on the buggy picking up our tickets, which we've booked for the sleeper, and we have a buggy here with our stuff. I want to apologize to everyone for my performance in the last audio boom, breaking down in tears. It was just really humiliating. The cab driver said that people in London Bridge are known for being rude, and a few things that I forgot to say, that the guy also said something like, well, even able-bodied people in your condition with all the luggage would be refused entry to the underground. That's like, no, actually able-bodied people would not be refused entry, and why are you refusing entry? We haven't broken any laws. And he said, I'll call the British Transport Police, and I'll throw you out of the station. He was just really horrible. He threatened staff. He threatened to throw Jeff out of the station, and he was making a scene. He was just making a scene, and he was yelling, you know, that, you know, he doesn't know what kind of dog my dog is, and she's a guide dog and stuff. And it was just, you know, and it's just really humiliating, and it really was just a bridge too far, the way he spoke to us. Like I said, even protocol can be followed with kindness and not treating people like they're scum. Anyway, I appreciate some of the tweets that I got from you people with some numbers and suggestions and just sympathy. So I appreciate it. I apologize for my little breakdown. Just, you know, it's so stressful. Traveling is so stressful. And with everything that's been happening to us lately, it's been so stressful. You know, everything that's happening at home. And it's just sometimes just these little people that can make you feel like absolute dirt. I felt absolutely like he made me feel like I was a criminal. Like I was trying to make him do stuff that he's not, you know. Anyway, I'm not going to harp about it. So I wanted to say that we are at London Euston, and we're on the buggy. Like I say, Jeff has gone up to pick the tickets up. I'm here with a puppy dog. Trying to calm down. The journey, actually, I thought was going to be a lot worse in a cab from London Bridge to Euston. He only charged us £18. That's 18 pounds, which I thought was worth it. I just had this feeling all day that something was going to go wrong. I even asked Jeff and Claire Randall what they thought, maybe what would it be like to take a cab from Orpington to Euston, and they said it would be prohibitively expensive, and I just had this horrible feeling. So if anyone needs to, if anyone encounters trouble, we were charged, and this was a black cab, I believe, £18 from London Bridge to London Euston, which was, I thought, worth it. All right, I will pause this now. God, I could murder a cup of tea, you know? You know how when sometimes something happens, you just want a cup of tea, and you just want a few minutes of alone time with a cup of tea. I'm sorry if that sounds really stupid, actually. But there's something really comforting about a cup of tea, isn't there? Right, I shall pause and come back when there's something to say. Couple of minutes to 9, and we're on the sleeper train. It hasn't moved yet. It moves at 9:15. It was alright. We got assistance onto the train. They put our luggage in one of the disabled berths. Hang on, I'll take Rosie's harness off. It's a really small, but not too bad space. It's not too small. We've got
it's about the size of our bombshell.
No, it's a bit smaller. That.
Not much, though.
It is smaller than that.
It is smaller, yes, but not a lot.
There's a single bed. Our berths have adjoining, they have a door between them, so, yeah.
I'd say under the bed with that, probably. Well, unless you want to hang it up on the...
Yeah, but it's a hanger, so I'll just put Rosie's harness in there.
Yeah, I'd put it under the bed, probably.
And then lead. There you go, puppy pins.
This is so cool. Fun.
And apparently there's no Wi-Fi on the train, so I will send this and say that we will be traveling soon. I'll probably be recording stuff from within. There is a lounge car, four coaches down. We'll go there soon. I'm just kind of relaxing here a little bit. You do get water. You get complimentary toilet bags. So what it has in it... Oh, there's someone here. Good guy.
Yep.
You open the door.
When I forget that. Yep.
Hello.
Okay, so I couldn't find an elastic band, but I do have a spare hair bobble, so I thought that would work just as
That's
well.
That's fine.
Yeah, that
you
would
can
work.
So, if I pop it around.
It's not yours, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, make sure you get it back.
Yeah,
then.
It's a spare one, so I've been
thinking
about it.
Right around here so it doesn't fall off.
It's okay, it should be fine because it goes around at the thing.
Yeah,
so
I don't want it to fall off. Yeah, sure. I just don't want it to fall off there.
So basically, you're in coat G, so you've got B, B, C, D, E, F. So there is actually five coaches until... So basically you have to go through five coaches and then you'll arrive at the buffet car.
So it's car B or A?
It's basically, it doesn't have a...
It doesn't
have a letter, but if it can... For the sake of argument, it would be A, I guess.
Right.
Because
it's after
it's
B.
It's five... Yeah, exactly.
Right,
it's
okay.
After B, yeah.
So, okay. Well, it'll be a nice little bit of exercise.
What did you want to ask about the
one thing I wanted to ask you about was the temperature.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which way
so,
is
yeah,
which?
I should have said that.
Yeah.
So if you go to the right, that means it's as cold as it'll go.
Right, so it's almost as cold.
So if that, and then, but the engine did, basically we're a bit late coming in, so the engine has just come on recently.
Right,
so
okay.
It should go a bit colder.
And
so
is the one in my room the other way around, or is it?
Oh,
not?
Can I just go and double check?
Yeah,
I'm not actually sure.
Okay, hang on.
No, probably won't be
let me
the
go
other.
Through first, and then there we go. Because I see it's...
No, yours is the same around. So basically, yours is so
right.
That way is as cold as it can go. That's right.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right.
You want to ask about the light?
Now, we were having a little debate.
Yeah.
The window outside the blind looks on the outside or inside or inside the train?
Yeah, that looks onto the outside.
That's what I thought. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you open them?
So there's something. It can sometimes be a little bit stiff, but I'll just come and show you just now. So if you pull it down and then out towards it, it should spring up the way, but they can be a little bit temperamental.
Look out.
So,
it's
out. So it doesn't really come out, you just have to pull it
down.
And then it should spring up.
Okay.
And then basically the opposite way for going back down.
Yeah,
so if you pull pull it out a little bit and then push it kind of in towards the window. Okay.
That's very cool.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
if you need
you.
Anything else, just let me know.
Thank
okay?
you very much
okay.
for all your help.
You're welcome. Your dog's paws.
Hello,
Rosie. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. All right.
So that was Terry, and she's very nice.
She is very nice.
Very helpful. So now we
do you want me to lock this for now, or not?
We can lock and unlock it.
Yeah, you can just go like that.
So she put a hair bandana thing on the outside of the door handle so that we know which car is ours, because unfortunately the numbers are not tactile.
We'll have to talk to them about that.
I
put it right round to the to where the handle attaches, because I didn't want it to come off.
Yeah, that's fine. Let me give you your pills.
Oh, thank you.
And so we have her little rooms. It's a bit little, but that's okay. I'm feeling very little right now.
One thing that's very cool is that there's there's a basin here, and there's a table thing that folds down over it, so you can use it like a table.
Yeah, if I had Wi-Fi, I could do my Gallicoma.
You could record Cry of the Kilt.
Well, I could probably record Cry of the Kilt anyway.
If you couldn't sleep.
It would be worse things.
It's actually not got a lot of power in it. Although we could plug it in.
Did you say there was a power point?
Yeah, there is. The shaving point.
Right.
So yeah, we could. You could if you wanted to.
So I could record. Maybe I'll record Cry of the Kilt from the sleeper train. Just because it will be a fun thing to do.
Well, it's up to you.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I should have asked about these weird things up here.
What do you guys think? Should I record private?
So in the little pack, you get a couple of towelettes, and you get a razor, a shaving cream, obviously, if you need it, which I don't, thank God, because I'm a girl. You get a toothbrush and toothpaste.
Well, girls need razors.
Not for
me. I don't know whether you're going to be doing that on
the Then in this other compartment, another towelette, a pen, a little soap, like a wee kind of round soap thing. There are no showers here on the train, but that's okay. I had a bath earlier today, and I'll shower at Fort William in the morning.
Lita, it says the Lita.
Right? Cards versus 3 underscore lyrics. So, yes, Lita. So, I will send this now so that you know that we got to the sleeper train okay. I'll probably record stuff on the sleeper train, but at least this way you know that we got there okay. All right, guys. Thank you.
Good night.